Hey guys, Jay Cutler. Started a new podcast called Uncut with Jay Cutler. Most of you know me from the NFL, some of you have seen me on Instagram, and some of you know me from the reality TV world. Each week I'm taking you along with me as we discuss football, trending topics, and whatever's going on in my life each week. I'm bringing along people that are special in my life. Former teammates, friends, and some new people that I like and respect. That's what you're supposed to do, right? Podcasting? I think I'm doing this right. Can't wait to get started with you. Go subscribe now. Uncut with Jay Cutler. Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Phil Hendry here for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're back home here in California. We're back from Florida. We're back from Texas. You know, never mind. But Jackie's in Florida, so...
Yeah.
Makes it great. Anyway, don't forget to get a subscription to our website, because that's the only way to enjoy the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, with a subscription to our website. That is a backstage pass. You have access not only to the daily podcast, which is free for one day to everybody, but then it goes behind the paywall and becomes a part of our archive. And our archive includes not only our podcasts, our netcasts, our digicasts, whatever the hell you want to call them, man. It also goes back to our days on the radio, our nationally syndicated show, our local show in Los Angeles and Miami and beyond. And we have 45,000 hours of that stuff, Jack. So I'm telling you, we have perhaps, in fact, I'm pretty sure we have the largest repository of media of any radio show in the history of God and man in this planet, in the history of the internet. It's an enormous file of media. And we also have video casts, daily video casts we've done here of this particular Digicast. We also had the Phil cast from way back when. We had some 360-degree video casts we did when we were at Premier Radio. I mean, just all kinds of marvelous things. You get lost in our archives. It'll take you months to get the hell out of there. But you'll come out with a smile on your face.
All right, yeah. You're laughing at, man.
Just you, man. So get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
You'll be glad you did.
Oh, don't say that.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by Sheath Underwear.
One, two, and the one, two, three.
Yeah, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California with me, Bud Dickman. Also, you have General Galen Shaw and Margaret Gray. And today's guests will be Don Berman, and we also have Larry Grover and Mrs. Grover, too. Here's Mr. Hendry. Thank you very much, Bud, and welcome everybody to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show podcast here. Netcast, whatever the hell.
Everyone's doing it now, though, you know.
Yeah, I know everyone's doing it. I know everybody's doing podcasts. Everyone's doing Digicast. Don't hit the microphone.
Sorry, Phil. I was reaching over for this...
How many nougats do you have?
It's not a nougat. It happens to be... What is this?
It's bubble gum.
Bubble gum. You happy?
Well, you had some chocolate nougat there.
I brought in the nougat. It was specifically for me.
Yeah, okay, great. So,
what are you laughing at?
With him with the nougat and you with the bubble gum, whatever it is. Hi, and welcome.
All right, you're back in California. Everybody gets settled down. And so how was it?
You ought to know you were there.
Very briefly.
Yeah, well, first of all, Florida was a guess because I, you know, saw Jackie and we were having fun there, and as we usually do. You know, the thing about Florida, and I'm just going to, I won't take long because I know how you hate the fact that I monologue.
No, I don't hate it, Phil. I just wish it went somewhere interesting. That's all.
There's nothing wrong with you monologuing, Phil. It's just the fact that, you know.
Yeah.
That I'm talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm just going to keep right on talking, if it's okay with you.
Go ahead.
So there I was in Florida, and as I was saying, all my experience living in Florida, all my experiences living in South Florida, I lived in the beach. You know, I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I lived at Hollywood Beach or Hallandale, and I was, you know, and I worked at WIOD, which is right in Biscayne Bay. WSHE, when I worked at the Album Rock station, it was in Davie. But, I mean, in those days, Davie was one big pasture. You went out to the pasture, and you did your show, and then you went back to the beach. So, I'm not really familiar with the inland sections of Florida. What I see of that part of the state, it's not the most attractive, okay?
Now, watch it, Phil, because you got very loyal listeners down there.
I know that. No, I know. I don't think there's a lot of them that would disagree with me. I mean, once you get off of the beach in Florida, there ain't a whole hell of a lot to see. So, that's what's unusual about this particular iteration, is that the word?
is what the word? Iteration. Doesn't that mean like
chapter? Oh, I wouldn't know.
This particular chapter in my life is that as I go to Florida, Jackie lives in Broward. She's a mom. Her son is grown now, but she was definitely a suburban mom there. And her son was in the school district and so on and so forth. So that's the only thing that's different about that.
All right, so on to Texas. So that enough about Florida.
Yeah, okay, General, I got it.
Yeah, General, you let him say what he wants to say.
I'm letting him say what he wants to say. You already said this stuff about Florida. How many, you got a lot of loyal listeners down there. How many do you think you're going to have left after all of this?
What are you talking about, man?
Well, you're being a little bit, pushy, Phil, with the whole Florida's ugly.
I didn't say that. I said it was a different experience, okay?
In other words, a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah, and it smells funny. So anyway...
Yeah, see?
All right, take it easy. I'm what did I just say?
You're about to see you at Cooties.
No, I'm kidding around is what I'm trying to say. So then into Texas we went. So we basically went to the COVID hotspot of America and to the next hotspot of America, which is Texas. So I should be really thankful that I'm not infected and dying right now.
All right, yeah.
Oh, man. What are you laughing at? The sound of one man clapping for himself.
Well, that was you a minute ago, Phil.
That's me. So we went into Dallas because Jackie got nominated for the One Voice Awards. Now, this is a... there's all kinds of award shows for all kinds of things. But the voiceover community has a number of them, just as the acting community does and so on.
Yeah, they get the Academy Awards and stuff.
Right. Well, this isn't exactly the Academy Awards. This was in... this was at the Hyatt Regency in Dallas. And... Jackie was up for imaging, which is basically commercials that you do or promotions that you do to help image a radio station, a television station, or some kind of a product. And she was up for her imaging for PBS in Miami.
And I heard them, and they were outstanding.
All right, so who won? I'm getting to it.
All right, now this is the good part.
Yeah, this is the good part.
I'm not going to start putting people down if that's what you're hoping me to say.
If that's what I'm hoping you to say.
If that's what you're hoping for me to say.
All right.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say this, that the winning entry was more about production than it was about announcing.
All right. Now, this is interesting. Explain that.
What I mean by that is there's production, which is lots of music, lots of sound effects, lots of explosions, lots of, high-pitched and speeding up the voice and all kinds of stuff like that. And that's not really what I would call... the voiceover part. The voiceover part is the person that's actually voicing it. But if you've got a production guy who's just making it all crazy, maybe give him the award. Jackie's was basically about her. And just about everybody that won an award and everybody that I listened to at this show on Saturday night did just that. They were fantastic voiceover artists and did stellar jobs. But this particular award...
Yeah, just because your girlfriend didn't win it, Henry.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I know what I'm talking about, okay? If you want to start talking about blowing stuff up, then we'll let you talk about it, okay?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Phil, what do you think? He's a war criminal?
Yeah. No, I didn't say that. But your expertise is the military.
Well, there's a little something more to it than blowing stuff up.
Great. I can hear all about it someday when I want to hear about it, okay? Right now, I'm talking about this.
Yeah, fine, whatever. Pass me that sugar, will you?
Sure, right here.
So anyway, we're in Dallas.
Got a little of that cream. Is that Stevie?
No, that's the Splenda.
You guys listen to me.
Sorry.
Now I forgot.
You're in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm in Dallas, and what the hell am I doing there?
The One Voice.
Oh, yeah. The One Voice Award. So the person that won, I didn't think, was a better than Jackie, but that's just my opinion. And that's not to put down that individual. They're a professional, and they do the thing. The other thing I noticed about these awards, this is not a voiceover community that I'm necessarily familiar with. And by that I mean, I was really fortunate. I got into voiceover and voice acting at a rather high level because of the radio show that I was doing.
Well, the first voice gig you ever did was what?
King of the Hill.
Oh my, King of the Hill. So you waltzed right in to the very highest echelons of voice acting. Jesus.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Whose ass did you kiss for that?
I didn't kiss anybody's ass, okay? I got auditioned and they hired me. And I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just saying these are voice artists and voice actors who are working from their home studios. And as particularly since this pandemic started, I mean, they are really, churning and burning, man. These cats are like, they're hardworking, working, journeyman announcers and voice actors and stuff. So I was really in great admiration of them. In that sense,
just, you know, a whole community of people that they're working out of their homes in Chicago and all over the country. In fact, the Imaging Award winner works and lives in Iowa. And that's the kind of the new reality of voiceover. Now, what I found fault with, and I think that I would like to just say this, I thought that the actual, now all of the artists that were there were fantastic. All of the voice people were great. I had great admiration, sat and talked to a lot of great people. What I found fault with was the actual production of this award show. Now, watch it, Phil. I'm not going to say, I'm just going to say that I thought it was not well done. I don't think it was presented. I don't think that the people that were hosting it were particularly good. And if you're, by the way, if you're going to do a voiceover awards show, you ought to be able to make it sound like you can hear what the hell's going on. What are you talking about? I mean, the room was very, it was a lot of echo, and it was a noisy room, as we say in the business, and there was a lot of bouncing off of the walls. You couldn't understand half the damn words that were being said in some of these announcements. So, and, you know, forgive me for saying this, but when you have all these really hardworking people and they're there and they want to get their award or they want to find out who won and who didn't, a lot of people have come in from all parts of the country, then get to it, man, and quit with the shtick, because they had two people up there hosting it who were not funny at all and thought they were.
Kind of like you on some days.
Yeah, okay, fine. Kind of like me on some days. Okay, that's it.
Oh, Phil, come on.
No, that's it. We're all done. Thank you very much, folks, and good night.
You're kidding, right, Mr. Henry? Oh, my God, he's walking out.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Don Berman is going to be on here, and what's the problem with him?
Well, Phil, he wants to know why it is. Jesus. He wants to know why it is, Phil.
What are you getting your feelings hurt for?
I don't know. You seem like you're a little bit on edge.
I just got off of, like, here's what I did.
I know. You flew it.
No, you don't know. I flew in from Miami. I keep thinking of the Beatles song back in the USSR. Flew into Miami Beach, B-O-A-C. Didn't get to bed last night.
Yeah, it's fine.
Anyway, I flew in from Miami Friday, turned around and went to Dallas on Saturday, turned around and came back from Dallas to yesterday, and now turned around and went to bed, and then turned around and woke up and turned around, and here I am. So,
anything else?
Yeah, we got a busy week ahead of us. So, we'll be right back after these words from my website. Hi, I'm Phil. Get a subscription.
All right, yeah.
Okay, Don Berman is our first guest in studio here. Don, how are you?
Very good, and I'm very entertained by listening to what your last week has been like.
It was nuts. Now, do you get out of Don Berman, by the way, the anchor on Channel 19 News? How many different news reports do you do?
Phil, we've been through this.
We've been through this, Phil.
I'm going to go through it again, if you don't mind.
All right, I'm sorry. The 5, the 6, the 7, the 8, the 8:30, the 10, you know.
That's a lot, you know.
No kidding. Hey, yeah. As long as you guys are doing this.
Well, Don, we want to know because you seem to be the only thing that's on the air on Channel 19.
Well, yes, we do a lot of news. We do a lot of local news. That's why we're known. That's why I'm known. That's why I'm one of the most popular anchors in the history of Los Angeles television, if you don't mind me saying.
Okay, you look like you're getting
like a little irritated.
Well, I came here for a specific reason, and it's embarrassing for me to have to bring it up.
Oh, Don, Phil knows, and this is a question. I wanted to
slide into this. So.
Yeah, if you say slide into it.
You...
God, am I sorry I came.
Now, Don, tell me.
Tell you what.
What?
I came here because I wanted to know. Let me put it to you the way I wanted to put it. You have a great many guest hosts when you go on vacation. You take a lot of people with you.
Okay, now.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Phil, because I want to say this my way. I want to say this the Don Berman way. You have a great many people you take with you on vacation. You have a great many people that you allow to fill in for you. I have broadcast experience, and it is very wrenching and very painful, and it's extremely painful to have to come here like I'm just some bum, you know? And
Don,
wait it, no, hold on. Like I'm some bum and ask you if I could fill in on your little digicast.
Look, why do you put it down if you want to fill in? What do you call it, little?
Because apparently a lot of people download it and listen to it. Well, then you're giving Phil a backhanded compliment.
Call it what you want. I mean, Phil, you have... Forgive me, bud, you're a wonderful young man, but you ran your head through a tree, and this man hosts your podcast. A man that ran his head through a tree.
Don.
A man who ran his head through a tree.
Hey, Berman, relax.
All right. Don, really?
Don, you're getting out of control here.
Well, I'm sorry.
I understand it's very hurtful for you, Mr. Berman. And you look at me, and I put my head in a tree, you know?
Yeah.
See how they laugh? You see how they laugh? This is what happened to you.
This is what happened to me.
What are you laughing at? I'm laughing at you, man.
Why would you laugh at me? I've come here with my hat in my hand.
No.
It's a figure of speech, you ass.
Don, come on.
Well, what is...
Get off of him. We don't allow that anymore.
Don, you try to choke me out and everything.
Well, you can't... Listen, kid, don't give me a hard time. I'm Don Berman. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.
Okay, thank you very much, Bo Green.
Well, goddammit.
Hey, listen, Don, I think Phil would love to have you guest host the show.
All right, but you see what I've had to do. You understand, I know that Phil would love to have me guest host the show, and thank you very much for that, Phil. But now, the cat's out of the bag, I've had to come here and basically drop my pants and say, here, you see? What's so funny?
Nothing.
And say, see, here's my equipment. Will you hire me for the porn movie, sir?
Don, you seem a little bent out of shape, a little wrapped too tight. What's going on?
Oh, is this where we get to the bottom of Don Berman? Is that how it's...
You seem as if you are...
Yeah, Mr. Berman, you look like you're really in a bad way.
No, I'm just listening to two solid weeks of idiots. Two solid weeks... With all due respect, I'm sorry. Two solid weeks...
Do you think I'm an idiot? Do you think Frank is? Frank guest hosted.
No, I do not think Frank is an idiot. And I don't think you are either, Margaret. But Frank Gray doesn't get the gender right on people. Frank Gray calls me a her. And he gets to host the Phil Henry podcast. And I don't...
Don.
Oh, shut up.
You want me to get you a glass of water or something, Mr. Berman?
Yeah.
Don, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know that it hurt. To be honest with you, I thought that you were... You couldn't be bothered with this show.
Don, buck up.
Come on, Don, man the hell up.
I don't want it.
I said to him,
oh, you hit me?
That's right. Sit there and blubber. Don, I'm sorry.
The man struck me, Don Berman. You hit me across the face.
Yes,
across my face.
Where would you like me to hit you? Don, you were blubbering like a baby.
All right, so I was.
Don, your viewers... The great many viewers, the great audience that Channel 19 has developed over the years, because of you, they're all listening right now and listening to you.
Oh, listening to Don. Oh, I see. They're listening to Don Berman break down like a bitch. Is that it?
No, no one said that. I did not use that word. You did.
Here you go, Mr. Berman. Here's a glass of water and everything.
I'm sorry, bud. I really am. I didn't...
That's okay.
I didn't mean to put my hands on you.
That's all right.
So, let me just take a sip here. So... God damn, it's urine.
Oh! How do you know it's urine?
How do I know it's urine?
Why, have you tasted it before?
You know what, Don, Phil? I'm sorry that you came on your phone. And you know what? You got a lawsuit on your head.
Don, come on.
You got a lawsuit on your head.
You're fired, bud.
Oh my God, why?
You pissed into that cup?
No, I didn't, man. Put vinegar in it.
Well, why did you put vinegar in it?
Because I was cleaning out the water machine. I was cleaning out the filter in the water machine, so it got in there.
Well, why did you make him think it was urine?
Because I thought it was funny when he thought it was urine.
Go get him, then.
Well, go get him. That was vinegar, sir. I was cleaning out the water system, and it tasted like pee.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Give me what?
Hey, Berman, you sound like you've swallowed about five you-know-whats.
Uh-huh. Can you get the technique?
Hey, Don, come on in. Wash your mouth out.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Rinse your mouth out. Give him some water without any vinegar in it.
Sorry.
Why do you think it's funny to me? See, this is what's happened.
Don, right now, all of the viewers of Channel 19 are listening. They've listened to you break down and cry. They've listened to you think you've been drinking urine.
Because he said it was.
He's a joker. He's a practical joker.
No, I wasn't practical joker. I said, yeah, because I knew what it tastes like. But then I said, yeah, because I knew I cleaned it out.
Why don't you say that again in English?
Yeah, what are you talking about, bud?
I cleaned out the water filtration system using vinegar like you told me to.
That's right.
Okay, so there's residual in the water when I gave it to Mr. Berman. He goes, oh my God, it's urine. I go, yeah, hi, I tinkled in the cup. You know.
Don't do that, bud.
It's not funny, bud. You made me look like 100 yards of a horse's rectum right now in front of all of my...
I didn't do it. You did it.
No, you...
Don, you know what? You want to guest host my podcast, and you're an extremely emotional man. I don't know how well that is going to go over.
Okay, Johnny Carson, what is it with you?
Don, you want to host my podcast?
Phil, I came on here wanting to ask you why it was that you don't ever ask me.
You've got dumb tongue.
Yeah. What's in the water?
We don't have any dumb tongue here.
Well, what? Why me not talk good?
Did the Dooleys leave something here? The Dooleys have dumb tongue. It's part of the Florida dirt fever, which is, for them, it's hereditary, but they might have left some of their stink here or something.
The Dooleys were here. They're not here. They were in Florida with you.
I don't know. Maybe I'm talking good again. Oh, God.
Maybe you got talk good tongue now.
You know, all you people can take it, stick it, and sit back and look at it and bow to it while it sits up your ass. Good day to you, sir.
Don.
No, thank you. See, you're laughing at him.
Why can't I laugh at him? He's funny.
Why can't I laugh at him?
Phil, I used to think you were my friend.
I'm still your friend. And if you want to guest host the podcast, I've got a great opportunity for you to do it because I've got a job I'm doing on the 31st, which is, when is that? That's Tuesday. And I would love for you to come in and guest host the show. Not that day, the next day after that.
Not that day, the next day. What the hell?
What are you talking about, Phil? Because we're doing an encore show on Tuesday, but the Wednesday show, I'd love for you to guest host, Don.
Yeah, okay. I'll think about it.
All right.
Don Berman on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and he's going to think about it.
Next up, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Next up, the Grovers, Larry and Gloria, pay us a visit here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
All right.
The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Sheath Underwear.
Hey, it's Phil Henry here for Sheath Underwear. I took 2 pair of Sheath Underwear with me to Florida. I had my regular pair that I wear around the house, then I had my pair that I wear out into the world, you know. And that was the same pair that I wore to Dallas, although I'm pretty sure I washed them in between.
All right, yeah.
You're welcome. Great, great underwear. Great underwear because it's a different kind of underwear. Sheath Underwear has the dual pouch system where they cradle the family jewels. They cradle the Royal American. Everything separate. Everything getting good dry air through there. Everything is comfortable, well supported. It's a beautiful thing, man. The Sheath Underwear dual pouch system, a concept developed by Robert Patton in Iraq during a particularly difficult summer of triple digit heat, unbearable chafing, discomfort, man, you know what I'm talking about. When I first saw Sheath Underwear, I said to myself, this is for me. I got myself a couple of pair, and as I said, I've been wearing it ever since. It's weird, but it's fun. So, like everything in my life, Sheath Underwear, amazing. In my opinion, in fact, it's genius. Comfortably cradling you, giving you the support that you need, great performance. By the way, Sheath Underwear is all about supporting shows, too, like ours, supporting free speech, like us. So why not give it a try? Sheath Underwear. Make sure to give Sheath Underwear a try by going to sheathunderwear.com now and using the promo code Phil, P-H-I-L, to receive 20% off today. That's sheathunderwear.com. Go there today. Use the promo code P-H-I-L for 20% off. Sheath Underwear. Let it breathe, Jack. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show for this Monday. Back here in California, California. Now, I don't want anybody getting any the wrong idea. Florida is a beautiful place, and I owe everything. I owe my life.
Now, don't start getting sappy now, man. No one's going to believe you.
No, I'm telling you, I owe my career. I owe a lot to the great state of Florida, specifically Miami, which is really where it all took off for me back in the 90s. Love Miami. And I loved living, like I said, I like living on the ocean, man, but, you know, you go anywhere more than 2 miles inland from the ocean in Florida and, you know, you're in the middle of a swamp, man, pretty much. So, while a lot of people dig that.
But you worked in Davie when you worked at WSAG.
Yeah, we worked in Davie when I was at WSAG, it was out in Davie. By the way, this is something I'd like to know.
Don't change the subject, Mr. Henry.
I'm changing the subject. This is something I'd like to know.
God, okay.
Where was the original WSHE building In other words, I can't find it for love or money. And I've gone online and I've looked up, you know, like WSHE, the original, not this. It's a station in Chicago that has the call letters.
No, this is the original album rock station.
Yes. And when I worked there, it was owned by the Milners. And Tommy Judge was our midday guy. Matt Reedy did mornings. I did afternoons. Jim Scarborough was on 6 to 10. Mr. Bogart. And then Nancy G. And we had the great time there. But the station was in Davie. I can't find that where the original building was.
Now, you said that there's like a mobile home park there.
Oh, my God. You took the station down and put up trailers?
I don't know what they did, man. They sold the station. They sold the company. And so I guess they just bulldozed the station. But in those days, and the fun part about working at WSHE, I was the music director at that time. So we would have interviews. We'd book interviews. That was back in the days when, you know, when you worked at an album rock station, a lot of people would come in and do interviews in the afternoons. And God, we had a lot of people come in. One of my favorite interviews was Alice Cooper and Bernie Taupin.
Now, that's the same Bernie Taupin who is the...
He's a lyricist for Elton John.
Yes. How did you know, General?
You told me to say that. You'd say Bernie Taupin, I'm supposed to go lyricist for Elton John.
Oh, that's right.
Did I do it good?
Yeah, you did it real good, General.
I'm not asking you.
Yes, you did it good. So, yes, thank you very much, General. That's who Bernie Taupin was. And he was a hell of a nice guy. I loved meeting him, particularly Bernie Taupin. Very, very quiet gentleman. And he was working at that time with Alice Cooper. The whole reason why I'm bringing this up is because we would do these interviews. We interviewed Frank Zappa. We interviewed Hall & Oates. We had Melissa Manchester came in. All kinds of different people. And the day that we had Alice Cooper. Now, when we did interviews, and it was live on the air, there would always be a crowd of maybe 50, 100 kids out in the parking lot who were listening to this.
Oh, and they drive over.
Yeah, and they drive over and park themselves in the parking lot and wait for the artists to come out. And this is kind of something that we expected. So there was always a photographer on hand. And the day that Alice Cooper and Bernie Taupin were there, we went outside, and I'll never forget all these kids rushing forward. And they were there to see Alice Cooper. They knew who Bernie, they knew who Elton John was, but they didn't really know who Bernie Taupin was. And Bernie, beautiful man, he put his hand out to shake the hand of the first kid that came toward him, and that kid's hand went right past him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he shook Alice Cooper's hands. So I said, Bernie, I'm so happy. I took the open hand, and I said, I'm so happy you came and let me interview you because, you know,
and you made him feel better.
I hope I did. And I don't think he was bummed out. I think he had a good time. I think he, you know, probably realized that he was not the star there. It was Alice Cooper. But that's what would happen. Everybody knew where WSHE was. Everyone would come over when we did interviews. And like I said, we'd have 50, 100, 150 kids in the parking lot waiting for the artists to come out. And they'd take pictures and so on. So if anybody remembers where that place was, I'd love it to be able to just pinpoint it on a map someplace. You know?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, bud.
I don't know. I mean, we got Mr. Grover and...
Oh, Larry and his mother are here. Come on in, Glory. Hello. Larry?
Hi. I was listening to your comments, Phil, and...
Back away from the microphone a little bit, Larry.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to your comment.
Larry's always mouthing it.
Thanks a lot, Mother.
I'm kidding around.
Glad to see you, Mrs. Grover.
How are you, General? Nice to see you.
All right, well, then forget that I had anything to say.
Oh, go ahead, Larry. What do you say?
I was going to say, I was listening to your comments about the kids hanging around the radio station, and you also told me you were one of the kids.
Oh, you did, didn't you, Phil?
I hung around KRLA when I was a kid.
Now, where's that?
That was in L.A. You don't know?
No, I'm from Fresno. What do I know?
Oh, yeah. KRLA was a radio station that was in the old Huntington Sheraton Hotel, so...
Yeah, and you talked about, so there you were as a kid hanging around and bothering people, and then the next thing you know, there's kids bothering you. You know,
they weren't bothering me, man. I don't think I was bothering anybody.
Well, you never know, Phil. You know, Larry.
No, here she goes.
What does that mean? Here she goes.
Why don't you guys just not get it? Well, you're gonna put me down.
No, I'm not, Larry.
Well, just as soon as we walked in, you go, there's Larry mouthing the microphone like I'm used to going.
Christ Almighty, Larry! I said no such thing.
All right, Gloria, please.
All right.
So,
I'm sorry, Larry. I'm just.
Mother, you know, allow me to take the lead in these interview sessions with Mr. Henry. You're my mother. You're not the star. I am me, Larry Grover. I'm Larry Grover.
Oh, we're going to go back to that again.
That's right.
This is the thing.
Yeah, you remember when the kids would not get my name? I said, my name is Larry.
Well, Phil, don't laugh at him.
Phil, why are you laughing? I thought it was funny. I mean, okay. You thought that was funny. When I did a little video for you on the Instagram. I said, my name is Larry.
Yeah, your voice cracks every time you say that.
Because they thought my name was Grover.
Yeah, the family name is Grover, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, I know that.
All right. Well, the kids in school thought Larry's name was Grover. They go, hi, Grover.
And I'd say, no, my name's Larry.
All right, you're going to be the second grown man to start blubbering like a baby here.
I'm sorry. All right, so Larry and Gloria Grover have joined us. And in much the same spirit as Don Berman was here, you guys are making your case for hosting the podcast. Now, say, Larry, you have hosted a podcast.
Yeah, I have hosted the Phil Hendry Show podcast, Phil. And Mother, hold on, Mother, I'll say it, not you. I'll say it, not you. I'd like to have Mother in as a co-host, but here's the thing. I've been to Florida. Mother and I have both been to Florida with you. We like Florida, but we would rather be back here co-hosting the podcast, and I would be the primary host.
But we'd co-host.
I'd be the primary host.
The way I see it...
Wait a minute, Phil. You're the prime, which means what?
It means I'm Larry Grover. Hi, everybody. I'm Larry Grover, and my mother, Gloria, is here with me.
Oh, so it's the Larry and Gloria show.
No, it's not, Mother.
Wait, can I suggest something?
Wait a minute. It's Larry Grover with his mother, Gloria.
Oh, so I'm like a dog. I'm just like a little dog going, hi. Is that what I am?
No, Gloria, that's not it. You're more of a sub-host, not a co-host, but the subterranean.
What are you people about here anyway? What kind of animals are you to treat a woman?
Mother, yes, you can be the co-host.
I'll go to the car, Larry. I'll sit and wait for you.
Mother.
Ms. Grover, come on.
You can be the co... Is it, you want it to be Larry and...
Larry and Grovia? My name is Gloria Grover. Grovia is a place in Arcadia. That's where Phil went to kindergarten.
No, I didn't. I went to Camina Grove School. What is this bullshit we're talking about?
Could you watch your leg?
That's my mother. You said that in front of Mr. Hendry.
Larry, yes. Have your mother be the co-host on the show.
Folks, you can't see it, but Phil has his hands together like he's praying, but it's almost as if he's moving them through water like a fish, too.
Yeah, you're right, I am.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so I can co-host. It'll be Larry Grover with Gloria Grover. How about that, Larry?
All right, fine. Hi, I'm Larry Grover with Gloria Grover. What do I say?
You say, hi, I'm Larry Grover with Gloria Grover, my mother. No, hi, I'm Larry Grover with my mother, Gloria Grover, my mother.
That's redundant, Gloria.
I don't care if it's redundant. I want to make, hi, I'm Larry Grover. Here's my mother, Gloria Grover, my mother.
Gloria, that sounds really dumb. Okay, sorry.
Call me dumb.
I didn't call you dumb. I said, that sounded...
All right, Mother, there, fine. You got everybody in the studio all allied against you, and yet you still dig your heels in. Hi, I'm Larry Grover with my mother, Gloria Grover. She's my mother. See, she's laughing right now.
Gloria, why are you laughing? I suddenly realize it sounds like a real horse's ass deal.
Yes, it does.
All right.
So you still want it to be called, Hi, I'm Larry Grover with my mother, Gloria Grover. She's my mother.
Yes, that's exactly what I'd like.
Okay, so Larry, I'm very, very happy to have you do that. Now, Don Berman is going to come in and guest host on Wednesday. We do an encore show on Thursday, so we'll probably be doing our usual two encores. What is that?
Sounds like a dog or something. Sounds like a dog barking.
I don't hear it anymore.
Might be some kind of a thing that's creeping up through the sewer system.
Could be. So we have Don Berman. We do an encore show on Wednesday. We'll have Don Berman encore show on Thursday. Don Berman on Wednesday.
All right, Phil, that's fine, but what's this got to do with us?
I'm telling you the schedule. Thursday is encore. Friday, how about you guys come in on Friday?
What about Friday, Mother?
Well, that's before the chat. Yeah, okay.
Well, look at guys. That's all I got. Take it or leave it.
What an... Okay, we'll take it.
You about to call him an asshole?
No, I wasn't.
Boy. All right. It's great seeing you.
Thank you, Phil. We wanted to nail that down. I'm sure you understand.
I do. Thank you for being with us. Thank you all for listening. So that's it, huh?
Yeah, that's... Jesus. God damn, Bargain. What more do you want? That was a good... That's a good 40 minutes of...
40 minutes of people sitting here. Two men walked in and blubbered like babies. 40 minutes of men walking right up to the edge of tears.
and then backing away. I think that's a commendable thing. One other thing. Who won the Galaxy?
The LA. Did you go to the game?
No, I didn't go to the game. You want to know why?
Why?
I was in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. You couldn't go.
No, I could not go. Wait a minute. I'm looking for it. Hold on for a minute. Play to a 3-3 draw. A 3-3 draw there at Bank of California Stadium. So the Galaxy remain in fourth place, and the LAFC remains in ninth place. God, do they suck.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Executive produced by Phil Henry for CFRA Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
And I'm Gloria Grover.
I'm Larry Grover.
I'm Don Global.
Oh, come on, Don. Rinse your mouth out.
Say that to me, Don Berman. Rinse out my mouth.
Yes, I did.